Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In Chile, voters rejected what would have been one of the most progressive constitutions in the world. The proposal included new representation for indigenous groups and women, stronger environmental rules, and an expanded safety net. With us now from Santiago is John Bartlett. He is reporting the story for The Guardian. John, thanks for being with us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So this would have replaced a constitution put in place by the military dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet in 1980. What were the big reforms proposed?
Yeah, it would have been a reasonably radical shift away from the 1980 constitution drafted under the dictatorship without any democratic input. And this one was, you know, the opposite of that. It was an incredibly democratic process. It was very transparent, perhaps too much so at times. And it would have enshrined broadly gender parity across government, you know, protection for the environment, recognition of Chile's indigenous peoples for the first time in the country's history, and then a huge list of social rights, which would have become law this morning had it have been approved.
Mm. Now, 2 years ago, Chilean voters decisively voted in favor of moving toward a new constitution. But now, as the details were spelled out, it went down decisively. Why did it go down?
Well, I think there are two different moments. The wave of the protests, which led to this constitutional process in the first place. At that point, there was a sort of an optimism around a new future. And ultimately, this time, it was a rejection of the proposal they put together rather than the process or the idea that people still want a new constitution. There was a lot of misinformation flying around. That was certainly a factor. There was a lot of rejection of the stipulations for indigenous people. Where that sentiment came from is something that we're going to need to analyze down the line as to why people didn't want indigenous people to have these kind of broad rights enshrined in a constitution. It's going to be very difficult to see what the way forward is now. I think power is very much now in the hands of those who have always had power in Chile. And so change or profound change, I think, is far less likely after last night than it was yesterday morning.
Mm. So what happens next? President Boric met this morning with party leaders and leaders in the Congress.
Yeah, it's a good question. What happens next was never clear. It was never really elucidated on by those who wanted to reject this proposal. They just wanted to reject it, and that was it. But we have three, I think, ways forward. One is to throw this draft to Congress and see what they can do with it. I think that's probably not going to happen. The most likely is a new constitutional process. What the base of that would be, we don't really know. And the other would be to reform the current 1980 constitution in Congress, which I think would be very unpopular, but is probably, you know, looks a lot more likely than it did very recently.
Does it seem to you that the social conditions are still in place to try this again? I mean, many of us remember 3 years ago, these massive protests brought about by increases in metro fares.
That wave has died down. That certainly isn't there anymore. You know, there's still lots of popular enthusiasm for a new constitution. But no, I think Chile's now changed. I mean, inflation is rampant here. The government is very unpopular. He's obviously, you know, swimming against the tide with the media here, which are largely controlled by the traditional sector of society, where a lot of the money is. So it's been very difficult for him. But he is quite unpopular. And I think that movement is very much associated with him. And I think it's probably over now.
John Bartlett is reporting the story for The Guardian, and he joined us from Santiago, Chile. John, thanks so much.
No problem. Thanks for having me.